Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sundays. So we got part one taken care of already. And for those who found us on their radio at FM 96.9 in San Antonio, we are located at 4071 North Foster Road. For anyone looking for a new church home or just one to visit, come and worship with us. Everyone is welcome. The opening scripture selected for this morning is verses 10 to 17 of Psalm 45, which is taken from the New Revised Standard Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. The portion of scripture we're reading is entitled, Ode for a Royal Wedding. Hear, O daughter, consider and incline your ear. Forget your people and your father's house, and the king will desire your beauty. Since he is your Lord, bow to him. The people of Tyre will seek your favor with gifts, the richest people with all kinds of wealth. The princess is decked in her chamber with gold-woven robes. In many colored robes she is led to the king, and behind her, her virgins follow as her companions. With joy and gladness they are led along as they enter the palace of the king. In the place of ancestors, you, O King, shall have sons. You will make them princes in all the earth. I will cause your name to be celebrated in all generations. Therefore, the peoples will praise you forever and ever. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Today's call to worship is from Psalm 138, verses 1 through 9.
Would you please stand for the call to worship, please?
I give you thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods, I sing your praise.
To your name, for your steadfast love and faithfulness.
For you have exalted your name and your word above everything.
You answered me. You strengthened my life.
I sing your praise for steadfast love. Fulfill your love. Fulfill your purpose for me. All the rulers of the earth shall praise you, O Lord.
For they have heard the words of your mouth.
And they shall sing of the ways of the Lord.
For great is the glory of the Lord.
For the Lord is high, but regards lowly.
Yet
I sing your praise for steadfast love. Fulfill your purpose for me. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life.
You can stretch out.
O Lord, fulfill your purpose for me.
May your steadfast love endure forever. Do not forsake the work of your hand.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Good morning. Oh gosh, it's so good to be here this morning. I missed you guys Sunday, I really did. But I gotta admit, I really enjoyed the fishing. But I missed you guys, I missed you. At this time, before we go into our prayer time, I want you to stand up for a minute, shake the cobwebs out, and greet each other this morning. Greet each other with a how are you and a God may God bless you. Amen.
I'm doing fine.
God bless you. Amen. Amen. Good to be here. Good to be here.
And how are you? I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine. Oh, I did. I need more like that.
Good morning, Ted.
We all need a little break in the action. Yeah.
I hope you had a chance to greet each other. I got to tell you this, though, folks. You know, in heaven, there's going to be a lot of this. Amen? So you might as well get used to it while you're here on earth. All right? There's going to be a lot of greeting and a lot of meeting and a lot of happiness. So this is just the beginning here on earth. So let's keep in mind this is what the Lord wants us to do. Amen?
Amen.
Let us prepare our hearts for prayer. Oh Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love. We thank you, Lord, how you let us see one more day when we certainly didn't deserve it. We thank you, Lord, that you blessed us with family and friends. You blessed us with a way to get to church. You blessed us, Lord, with those here that we call our friends and our family. We thank you for them. And Lord, as we move forward in our service, we ask, Lord, that you would remove anything in here that might be a hindrance, Lord. We ask for forgiveness so that we may start afresh, so we may renew our worship and worship you in spirit and truth. Thank you, Lord. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Would you please stand and join in our opening hymn, In the Garden?
Good morning.
Oh, wow. What an amazing week it's going to be this week.
Man. I
see so many names up on here. All right. So tomorrow is the 10th. And I see Martha Rayborn is up there for tomorrow. And then can anybody tell me the next name that comes up on there? What is that? Who's that? David. Oh, Tom Kincaid on the 11th. Okay, yes. All right.
Amen.
And then Tessie Robinson on Thursday the 13th.
All right.
Salvacito Davila on the 13th. And then we have an anniversary of Michelle and Eric Peck on the 16th.
All right.
All right. So that's a lot of birthdays and anniversary.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
you know, and I think for my birthday, I'd like some ice cream cake, and that comes up on, well, what's happening this Saturday?
Amen.
Oh, this Saturday at 6 p.m., we've got an ice cream social and karaoke? Woo. Wow, that sounds like fun. All right, that's the only announcement I know. Anybody else got any announcements?
I do.
All right.
I do. Amen. Amen. God bless you this morning. He announced about the karaoke and the ice cream social. The Saturday after that, we're having a birthday party for Miss Eileen Fader. It'll be on the 22nd. It'll be in Building B. It starts at 11 o'clock. So if you're going, I need to give Karen a head count. So she wants to know just how many people from the church is going. So I believe she'll be 90 years old at the time, and this is supposed to be a surprise birthday party, so don't anybody let her know, all right? Amen, amen. So don't forget the 22nd at about 11 o'clock birthday party. Anything else? Anyone else with an announcement? Yes, Vacation Bible School. Vacation Bible School, August the 12th. What time does it start? Starts at 8:30. So please, please participate. Come out and support us. Any questions, get with Harriet. She'll be able to help you. Or Peggy Gonzalez, they'll help you. August the 12th. Okay, anything else? Oh, we had planned on having an admin council after church, but we changed it. So disregard that. Disregard the admin council.
Thank you, Tom.
Disregard the admin council for this afternoon. We were going to have a impromptu meeting, but there's no need to. There's some more things that we need to do before we do that. So, but be looking for one in the near future. Amen? Amen. All right.
Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come today seeking. We come today wondering. We come listening for your word. And we ask, Lord, that as we go through our time here, that you open our hearts and minds. But also, Lord, keep us mindful that you love the cheerful giver, that as we give but a small portion back to you, we ask, Lord, that you keep us mindful of all the work that needs to be done in your hands. Multiply our tithes and offerings and use them for your glory. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Today's reading comes from Psalm 47, 1 through 9. Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy. For the Lord Most High is awesome. The great King over all the earth has subdued nations under us, peoples under our feet. He chose our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loved. God ascended amid shouts of joy. The Lord amid the sounds of trumpets. Sing praises to God. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of the earth. Sing to him a psalm of praise. God reigns over the nations. God is seated on his holy throne. The nobles of the nations assemble as the people of God of Abraham, for the kings of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted.
Would you please stand for the scripture reading, please?
Good morning, church family. Today's scripture is 1 Peter 5th chapter, verses 6 through 10. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Be alert and sober mind. Your enemies, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is under the same kind of suffering. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered for a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. This is the word of God.
Be to God.
Amen.
You may be seated.
In the dark. Good morning, church.
Good morning.
This prayer comes from Romans 8, verses 1 through 6.
All right.
Therefore is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Those who live according to the flesh have their minds set on what the flesh desires, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. Amen.
Amen.
Let us prepare our hearts and minds for the word. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, we know your presence is here with us. We feel you as you are with each of us. We ask, Lord, that you open our hearts and minds so that we may joyfully worship you today. We ask that you give strength to Pastor Ted. Allow him to deliver the word that your Spirit has given to him. Help him to be your instrument and to put aside those things which are human and put on those things which are you. Speak through him.
Yes, Lord.
But further, Lord, allow us to hear that message and to take it into our hearts so that when we leave this place, that we may take your word with us and deliver it to the world. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Annie, would you bring the kids out, please? Can she hear me back there? Like happy birthday. Well, good morning again.
Good morning again.
you guys are something else. I want to bring Suave's birthday is coming up on the 13th, and I want the kids to know that we care. Amen.
Yeah.
I want the kids to know. And yes, I'm sorry, I can't remember her name. Huh? Caroline, would you like to come up, please? Huh? Hey, man. Thank you. This is Caroline. She's a sleepover. Good to have you. Okay. And if you would, just right here. Just line up right here. And we just want you to know that the Lord loves you very much, and we're going to sing Happy Birthday to Suave. Where's Suave? Where is he? Somebody point to Suave. Amen. This is Suave, all right? Amen. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Suave. Happy birthday to you. Amen. Happy birthday. How old are you? How old will you be? Say it again.
Six.
He's six. All right. And when's your birthday?
July 13th.
Amen. Somebody else has got a birthday July 13th, too. We won't call any names. We'll just... But happy birthday to you, all right? When's your birthday? There you go.
Happy birthday to you.
And happy birthday to you, too. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, you got preacher all in you, don't you? Thank you. God bless you.
And the Lord loves these children very much. Amen? Amen. And I wish sometimes that we had a whole bunch of kids. But you know what, folks? The Lord wants us to be happy and to be grateful and to be thankful with the children that we have. Amen? So we ought to give all our love and all that we can to make sure that the few children that we have right now, you see what the Lord does, He gives you a few things just to test you, to see if you are who you say you are. Amen? He says, well, Alamo, they do pretty good with three or four kids. Maybe we'll give them a few more, you know. So the Lord is looking at us. So He wants us to be real, to teach these kids and always be kind and never run them off, but always welcome them to the Lord. Amen? Amen. And don't forget about what's happening August the 12th. What's going on August the 12th? Vacation Bible School, all right? Don't forget about Vacation Bible School, all right? God bless y'all. That's it. Thank y'all. Let's give them a hand. Give them a hand. Amen. So good to be back in the pulpit, back preaching, back before you again. I miss you, and I tell you, once you start preaching, when you don't preach, you miss it a whole lot. Amen? And we had a great time at our family reunion, but it's good to be back here with you guys. This morning, we want to talk about something that probably affects all of us, and I know it does. And we started this about 2 weeks ago, and the first part of it, it talks about the baggage that we carry around, the baggage that we shouldn't carry around. But I want you to know that today's title is called Cast Your Cares. Cast Your Cares. And we got a little video. We'll look at this little video here shortly. Amen. Now, if you're honest with yourself, I think all of us came in here probably with something that we're carrying around. A grudge, maybe a problem, a hurt, an issue, maybe someone we don't like, a relationship problem, something. So today will be a good day to find out how we can cast our cares upon the Lord and get rid of this baggage. I like what it says there. It says it's time to travel light. Travel light. So this is the final week of our baggage series, and I'll just do a brief recap of what we talked about a couple of weeks ago. And here is just this one sentence I want to share with you. It says, "Let go of the baggage in your life and travel freely into a life filled with expectation and anticipation of all that God can do in and through you." Now, this sounds like some type of advertising pitch, and I guess maybe it is, or a marketing headline. But I wonder this morning, it wants you to keep reading. It wants you to keep listening. Are you interested, or does it make you feel anxious? So let's be honest about something for a moment here, all right? Some of us here today, we've been hearing about so long, well, it's going to get better down the road, and there's greener pastures ahead, and if we just keep holding on, everything will be okay, and, you know, we're just about ready to turn that corner. And a lot of us, we're just plain old tired. We're tired. You see, we want to believe, and we know that God is good. We're just not sure where to begin. So if that sounds like you today, I am so glad that you're here today to hear God's word. So I've got some scriptures I want to share with you to help you as we get started. The first one comes from Psalms 55:2. And if you can, you ought to write these down for future reference. You can go back to them. They're very good scriptures. Psalms 55:2. It says, "Cast your cares on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall." And our next verse is, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. And he says, is not life more than food, and the body more important than clothes? This is the master talking, and this comes from Matthew 6:25. And then he says, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. This is the master talking again. Matthew 11:28. And then the one that we're going to talk about this morning is, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. And this comes from 1 Peter 5:7. So he cares for you. He wants the very best for you. He wants wholeness, and he wants to give you abundant life. So think about those things as we begin to talk more about casting all our cares on the Lord. So as we identify the baggage in our lives, as we let it go, as we trust God with our future, there's one more thing that we need to talk about this morning and add to this ingredient. And this is the one that we cannot miss. And the scripture points us to this. The secret sauce is humility. Humility. Are you humble this morning? You need to be willing to ask for help. Are you one who's willing to ask for help when you can try to do it by yourself until you mess it up so bad till you got to ask for help? I'll raise my hand to that. I'm in that category sometimes. Are you willing to seek out your blind spot to get untangled from sin to move forward? So in the passage we just read from 1 Peter, it identifies humility before casting your cares on Jesus. Listen to it. He says, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time. Casting all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. And as we all know, it's real hard to work with somebody who's all puffed up with pride, who thinks so much of themselves that they care little about what's really going on. It's difficult for us to work with that person. Now I want you to think a minute. Think about when you come to the Lord all puffed up in pride. Think about when you come and you refuse to do the things he wants you to do because there's so much pride in there. And you see, it would be very difficult in your relationship with the Lord by doing that. So you don't want to go to the Lord puffed up with pride. And all of this, that includes our discipleship, it takes a great amount of humility. And this is something Jesus, he knew, because he modeled this for us while he was on this earth. He became a model of humility and sacrificing himself for us. One writer put it this way. He said, humility isn't thinking less of yourself. It's thinking of yourself less. Now you go home and marinate on that for a minute. He says, humility isn't thinking less of yourself. It's thinking of yourself less. So humility, here's some things to think about. Well, I'm going to give you a quick lesson this morning on humility. Here's what humility looks like. You acknowledge that you don't have it all together. You know the difference between self-confidence and pride. Here's one of my favorites. You seek to add value to other people other than over yourself. And you take responsibility for your actions, and you understand the shadow side of success. My favorite, you are filled with gratitude with what you have. And I want you to answer this question for me to yourself. Are you happy with the things you have? Are you happy with the things you have? Do you take responsibility for your actions? And I wonder this morning, where do you see yourself on this list? On this list of humility attributes, these six attributes. And if you want them again, I have them here. I'll be happy to share them with you. Where do you think you could grow? You could be more humble.
So, okay, we got the humility thing. We got that all squared away. We got that ready to go. And you know that you need some help with your baggage. So here's the next step. You got to give it all to Jesus. Now, right now, some of you ought to be saying, "Boy, we heard this before, maybe a couple of weeks ago." Because you did. You did. And there's a reason why that we're going to amplify it and tell you again. It's very, very important. You see, you got to give it all to Jesus. You just pick it up. Get your baggage, you know, put it in a big old garbage bag and just throw it on Jesus. You know, here it is, Lord. Here's all my issues. Here's all my burdens. Here's all my troubles. You know, so I wonder, you know, that seems pretty simple, right? So what exactly does that look like? And how does that work? Well, let me give you an example from the gospel. In Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42, our Lord gives a great example about humility and what to expect first. You see, there were two sisters that Jesus went to go visit. One name was Mary, and the other name was Martha. And they went, and Martha was the one who went about. She was very busy. She was preparing the meals. She was cleaning the house. She was dusting off everything, just being a great help around there. And she looks around at her sister, Mary. Mary is sitting at the feet of Jesus, washing his feet. And Martha got a little upset, I think. And she asked the Lord this. She said, "Lord, you do not care that my sister had left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me." But the Lord answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things, but only one thing is necessary, just one thing. For Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her." So the point of this passage is the example set by Mary. You see, while her sister is worried and bothered about all kind of things, Mary is seated at the feet of the Lord. And this could be a beautiful picture, and it's a very powerful lesson that we ought to learn. You see, she's making more time for Jesus. She's sitting with him and his word. She's praying, and she's telling him the things that she's anxious and thinking about, worried and bothered by. You see, this type of discipline was even more modeled by Christ when he was here among us. He would regularly go off to be with his Heavenly Father. What Jesus is telling us here is you ought to spend more time. If you're worried about things, don't worry about them. Spend more time with the Master, amen? As one folk say, spend more knee time. Spend more prayer time. Things that are bother you, don't let them bother you. Take them to Jesus. Do what the Bible says. It says, cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. And just like Jesus recognized the time that Mary spent, he says, which shall not be taken away from her. We can understand any time spent with Christ is time well spent. Any time that you spend with Christ is time well spent. Instead of worrying about your problems this morning, instead of taking it home with you and fretting over it and getting sick over it, I would encourage you to give it to Jesus. To give it to Jesus. So, what can you do this week? What can you do this week to have more intentional time with Christ? Now, I spent quite a bit of time, not a lot of time, looking at the ESPN, probably more than I normally do, because San Antonio has a new player and everybody's going, you know, just ape wild over this big 7'4" guy, you know. But I couldn't help but wondering, you know, what if we spent that much energy and that much time worshiping the Lord? What if I spent that time reading my Bible and studying and doing that? You see, what can you do this week to be more intentional, to have more time with Christ? What areas of concern and baggage are you carrying even right now that you would like to give to him? Oh, I know there's some things that you love to give over to him. So last week we talked about trust. And it shouldn't come as any surprise that trust is a very significant obstacle in this process of get rid of baggage. Trust can take time, and it doesn't come easy. So I want you to know that if you've experienced low trust in your life, you know that there can be damage. It can do damage in your life, in your relationship, when trust starts to fade away. You know, one person says, simply put, trust means confidence. So this morning with your trust, I wonder this morning, are you suspicious of the Lord? Are you just waiting for him to drop the hammer on you? He says, okay, man, God's going to get me here in a minute. Are you waiting for him to reprimand you, to take everything good from you? You know, that's the way some of us are. We're very suspicious. We're doing wrong, and we're just waiting for the Lord to drop his foot on us. But I want you to know this morning. God has a plan and a purpose for your life. You see, but you're going to experience some trouble, some adversity, and some frustration in your life. So, and you can't avoid these things. But the promise we get to enjoy as sons and daughters of the King is this. And I want you to, if you can, write this verse down, because this is very, very outstanding verse. Listen to Romans 8:28. He says, we know that in all things, God works the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. So today, will you trust him? Will you cast all your cares on him today? Will you take your baggage, or will you toss it on to Jesus and just walk away and become a little lighter today? Because he cares for you. Now, I want you to think about this for a moment. If God didn't care for you, why in the world would he share his one and only son with us? If Jesus didn't care about him, why would he have humbled himself to the point of death for me and for you? You know, let go of that suspicion and doubt. Let go of the baggage. And trust Jesus with your life today and every day hereafter. Folks, as my wife and I, we were coming to church this morning. We were driving down Foster Road, looking around at all the people. I said, hon, you know what? This is our mission field. This is our mission field. Foster Road, Sunrise, in that area. This is where the Lord wants us to perform the mission that he has for us. And I want you to be mindful of that. But in order to do that, we've got to get rid of anything that we're holding on to that's not pleasing to the Lord. Can you get rid of your baggage this morning? Can you leave it at the altar? Can you toss it on that pile that Jesus has for us? And remember what he said. He says, he told us that, come unto me, all ye that are labor and heavy burden. He says, I will give you rest, for my yoke is easy and my burden is it's light. I want you to be light this morning. I want you to be free of anything that you're holding on to. Well, Pastor, I can't. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Under the power of the Holy Spirit, you can do whatever the Lord wants you to do. Amen? And this is that verse I just read in Romans 8:28. I want you to remember, it says, all things work together for them that love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose. What do you have to worry about? What are we concerned about? The Lord has blessed us here 10 times over. So I want you to leave here this morning light. And I want you to leave here knowing that Jesus cares about you very, very much. And when you leave here knowing that, then you can go out and perform the mission that Jesus has for you. He wants you to be salt and light. He wants you to be the one, to help someone along the way. Somebody right now may be praying that the Lord will send somebody, and you may be the one
that the Lord is tapping on the shoulder even right now. So remember that he cares for you very, very much. And as we close this morning, I want you to know that as you go through this journey, there's going to be some problems. Everything's not going to be right. There's going to be some aches and some pains, some heartaches, and there's going to be some anger. But remember this, Jesus knows all about it, and he wants to take care of it for you. Don't try to handle it by yourself. Amen? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, let us pray. God, for so too long, I've been trying to control my own life and deal with my baggage. Thank you for the invitation that you gave to us to cast our cares upon you. Would you put us in a position to be willing to give up all the things that we're wrestling with and seek help in carrying my baggage? In Jesus' name, amen. Would you stand with me, please, for the invitation? We give the invitation to anyone who has some baggage they'd like to get rid of. Anyone who wishes to come to the altar and say, Lord, I'm tired of it. I cannot stand this anymore. I've been banging my head against the wall for 20 years with this problem. I'm giving it to you. Would you be that one this morning that will come and say, yes, Lord, I'll humble myself before you. Or you may be one who wants to join church. You may be one who don't know the Lord and you want to become more intimate. You want to know more about him. You want to become his child. The altar is open for anyone that wishes to come. And I want you to know this. You don't have to worry about anybody in here. You don't have to worry about anybody in here. The only person that you have to be concerned about is Jesus. Amen? Don't worry about what I think. It doesn't matter. It's what he thinks. The altar is open for all who wishes to come.
Be seated.
God's not through with you yet. He's still working on you. Amen?
Amen.
He's got some things for you to do. And I'm confident that he's speaking to even someone right now to get some things straight. But remember, he cares about you greatly. And everything you do, he cares about you. He cares about you more than you know. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Let's continue to keep all of our homebound members in our thoughts and prayers. Esther Goins, Elizabeth Grazulis, Hector Martinez, Elaine Bixler, Norma Glenn, Kathy Bedell,
and James Murphy. Lord, hear our prayers for these and all of them. Continue to keep all of our members and our members' families in our thoughts and prayers. Gerda Hader's sister, Emma Gard. Virginia Molinoff, a joy to see her this morning, and her granddaughter, Reagan. Diane Skaggs' daughter, Lisa. Continue uplifting for Dixie Souter's sister. Homer Vargas' neighbors, Joaquin Gonzalez, Gregory Fuentes, Alfonso Perez, and his nephew, Dylan and niece Anne Marie. Ralph Thompson, conference lay leader. Sandra Boykin's friends, Mary Zrenner, and the Morrison family. Lord, hear our prayers. And Rose Garcia is asking prayers for her sister, Sylvia Benavides. She developed an infection after knee surgery. So, Lord, hear our prayers for the Benavides family, and the Garcia family. Amen. And also, I got it last night. Got a couple of them last night, but okay. Karen sent me a message last night. She says, Doug and I won't be at church tomorrow because we have movers bringing the rest of his furniture over in the morning. She said, Doug is doing well, but she's asking prayers and to keep them in our thoughts and prayers. Doug's going to go through another round of chemo with transfusions this coming Wednesday and Friday. So, Lord, be with Karen, be with Doug, and be with the doctors. Thank you, God, for these wonderful people, and as you touch them and hold them dear. Amen. Bob and Gwen are asking prayers for Sister Rose Sales. She's dealing with some very bad back muscle spasms. And also Dora Clem having a heart procedure tomorrow. So, Lord, hear our prayers for the Sales and the Clem families. And also got a couple of, Peggy Gonzalez is asking prayers also. She had to leave earlier this morning, so be with the Gonzalez, Peggy and the Gonzalez families. Lord, hear our prayers. And we've got a couple of wonderful joys today. One of them, and after over 2 years, Mr. Roy Wood is with us again this morning. So, yes, definitely. Praise God. Thanks be to God, Roy. We sure have missed you here. So, and another wonderful joy this morning is Allison Chambers is back with us. And her and Bonnie have brought George and Bonnie's third granddaughter, Caroline, this morning. So,
amen.
Hallelujah to the Chambers family. And welcome, Allison. You almost got your degree?
Amen.
Well, amen. We may need a lawyer before long, so. And also, another person that has been very dear to me, has a special place for the last almost 57 years, and a happy, happy birthday to Martha.
Amen. Bless her heart. You know,
her late son and I grew up from little boys together, best men at each other's weddings, watching children grow. And the Rayburn family, I'm part of the Rayburn family, and they're part of me. So happy birthday, Martha.
Amen.
And also, I've got from Heather. Can you mention that the Rayburn family would like to invite everyone after church in the lobby to enjoy a cupcake with Martha for her 90th birthday?
Amen.
Happy birthday, Martha. Amen. God bless.
They're going to be potato salad with that?
And happy birthday to David. Tom, you know, you couldn't come to breakfast yesterday, but Pastor Frank and I and Joni had a cupcake for you for your birthday, so. Joni knows that's not true. But happy early birthday to you also, Tom. And also for our First Lady, Miss Tessie, on Wednesday. Thursday? Oh, okay. Thursday. Let me pull out my calendar, Tom. He's got a day behind like me. Go out and enjoy this hot, humid Sunday that God has given us. Enjoy this life. It's a very precious gift. So enjoy it to the fullest. Enjoy your family, your neighbors. Just go out and have fun. But at the same time, just constantly praise and give thanks to our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let us all stand for prayer this morning, please. Would you please stand with me while we pray? And while Gayla plays something soft, we're going to ask the Lord. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. We're going to cast all our cares on Him. Heavenly Father, we thank You for this opportunity that You've given us, Lord, to place all our burdens at Your feet. And Lord, we ask that we do this under the authority of Your word, Lord. You said that we would cast all our cares. Well, right now, Lord, we're casting our cares upon You. And we ask, Lord, that You would cast them away and that You would help us to be lighter, to walk lighter, to walk in more freedom. And give us, Lord, empower us to be more of a witness for You than ever before. We thank You, Lord, for those that are here. We ask that You would continue to bless them. We thank You, Lord, for what You're doing and what You're going to do here at Alamo. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And while you're standing, I just want to tell you my heart this morning. We thank You so much. My wife and I, we appreciate You. We love You. I tell you, you never know how much you miss a person until you're gone from them. And we truly miss you guys. And we just want you to know that we love you. And we just look forward to serving You every chance we get. And with you, for the people of this congregation, I just want to say that the Lord has truly blessed you. We're able to do some things that I didn't think were possible, but the Lord is blessing us. And I just want you to know and that the Lord has your back. Don't you worry about a thing. Don't worry about what direction we're going. We're going in the direction of the Lord. Amen. And we're holding on to Him. And I just want to say this morning, thank you, thank you, thank you, Alamo, for all you do. God bless you.
I forgot, I want to mention, for August through November,
pray us out.
We need some more people to read our scriptures, a liturgist, August, September, October, and November. You know, Tessie's doing July, so... And right on the wall, right outside the media room, or contact Frank if you want to come up here And it's, you know, for 4 to 5 weeks reading the scripture that particular month. If you can't miss, do one, that's fine. But, you know, please, if anybody wants to volunteer to read scripture, so thank you.
And you don't have to commit to an entire month if you don't want to. If it's just a week or two, please take time to see where you can serve God.
Surprise everybody and say something that was said privately up here earlier today when Tom and I told Ted how glad we were that he was back. You know, we love our pastor, and I would recommend that everybody appreciate him especially.
Amen.
Now, would you please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And as we depart from here today, let us remember those less fortunate than ourselves, and continue to pray for those who are homebound or ailing in any way. Be friendly and be safe, and let us join together here again next Sunday and receive the message that our pastor will bring us. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
One more announcement. The annual conference is over. When they make the assignments, Ted has been confirmed for another year. And so, that's for sure.
Hallelujah.
That was great news. Our closing hymn. I can get the frog out of my throat. Our closing hymn soon and very soon. Word of God to a hurting world.